Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on There's a Murph. On the show today, we've got music from Angela Sue Cheslot, Shelby Lee Lowe, and Lindsey Broughton. We'll also discuss the craziness that was this past weekend, where I met both Shelby and Angela briefly, and had the opportunity to hear them perform live. And if that wasn't enough, at the end of today's show, I will give you guys details on where, how, and when you can see and hear yours truly on TV and radio. And if seeing my ugly mug doesn't scare you, I'm really not completely sure what will. But that's beside the point. We'll get into that later. But like every Friday, I wanted to kick things off today with where we left you guys last week. At the in the number three slot last week, it was the a brand new one from Adele Sherman called "The Sound of Freedom," taking. And number two last week was another brand new song, this time from the Springs, and this one's called Pulse. And rounding out the top three last week was Jessica Rose with Look For Me. And we've got a a pretty fun show plan for you guys, but I wanted to take a minute and for those of you that that didn't catch last week's show, I wanted to catch you guys up on the craziness that that went down last weekend. So, as y'all know, Nashville, Tennessee is like my favorite place in this entire world. I adore that city. It's so great to be there, and for a music fan like myself, there's seriously no better place in this world. So I was there, and again, as most of y'all probably know, this past week was a CMA Fest in Nashville. So I decided, let me back up and say how it started was I was invited to a fan club party for this independent country duo that I know at the Springs. So yours truly decided to pack up and go to Nashville during probably one of the craziest weeks for the city. And if that wasn't crazy enough, the Predators were playing game 5, I think it was, yeah, of the Stanley Cup right there in Nashville. So just completely crazy. As I said, I rolled into Nashville Friday night. I went to at the Springs Park Saturday morning, I met a bunch of really cool, really talented people. And that afternoon I had an interview with Mary Cutter, for her show, Mary Cutter's Country Music Hour. And I'll leave that until later, to you guys, when, where, and how that interview will air. But, Sunday night, and this is still crazy, I'm still freaking out about this. I was nominated for and won a WABBA Award. Now, what a WABBA Award is there's this, this radio show called the Chris Top Program. And Chris puts on the legit awards. I mean, we're talking a red carpet, the whole nine yards here. Every year, he's been doing it for like the past, I think, 4 years, I believe. I'll have to check on that, but anyway, so I was nominated for that and won, which was a total shock. I get up there and Chris says I have to make an exception speech, and I'm going, you put me on the spot here, aren't you, Top? So, and there's a couple of people who I'm going to play today that I actually met this past weekend. And I'll talk about that. But to get things started today at number three, because I know you guys are pretty tired of me rambling at this point, but at number three, it's incredibly talented Miss Lindsey Broughton with "But Now You Don't" on Indie Country Radio. mind at number three. That was the super talented Miss Lindsey Broughton with No You Don't. A country musician, Lindsey Broughton, has a clear idea of what she wants for her second album, for release in the fall on Curve Music. The first single, Don't Mix, currently at radio, is a good indication, a big butt song that touches on something most people can't put a finger on. Lindsey says that I feel everybody's been in a situation where you dated someone or you've been on a blind date and there's nothing wrong with the person, but you feel like you just don't mix. And she adds, I wanted the song to be fun and catered to both males and females. With her 2014 debut album, Take Me There, earned her a prestigious Canadian Country Music Association Awards nomination for a rising star in 2015. It was mostly culled from songs she'd written between 2008 and 2014. Quote, it's cool for me to listen back now because you can hear a lot of growth in the record, she says. Lindsey grew up in the small town of Brooklyn, Ontario, less than an hour's drive from Toronto, a close-knit community where her mother and grandmother are also from, and Lindsey still lives, had one public school, and everybody knew everybody. While the place is rapidly changing, as she says, it's where I belong. I'm not a city girl. Her mother was also a country music singer who played shows with a cover band. In Lindsey's teens, she went through a phase of singing in a rock band just so she wasn't like her mom. Then she recorded some country songs and posted them on MySpace. In a matter of weeks, Curve Music's Brian Heatherman messaged her. After checking him out with Dan Hill, she replied and met with him in Toronto. Brown brought in country music producer Joel Feeney, and she signed the label in 2008. Her first single, Restless as the Rain, landed in the top 40, and her two self-titled EPs in 2012 led to a win at the 2013 Country Music Awards of Ontario for Rising Star. It was then time to get to work on her full-length debut album. Making a full-length record was such a cool experience, and one of the hardest things was deleting the songs that I didn't want to be a part of the record. It ended up 14 or 15 songs with a bonus track, she says. But now I'm writing from a real life experience, and it's a completely different process. I like to have a theme on my next record rather than a compilation. And she also says, quote, I love the country pop rock stuff, and I used to be in a rock group, and that's what I love, and that makes me feel good. I'm just gonna do me, she says. And let me run down real quick if she has any shows coming up. Let me see. She's playing at the Nova Scotia Provincial Exhibition Friday, August 26th at 8 p.m. And IHS Frostweight Tent McMaster University Campus, Tuesday, September the 6th. So again, that was Lindsay Broughton at number 3 with Now You Don't. Coming in at the number 2 spot this week is somebody I met this past weekend in Nashville, and she was actually, if you remember, we also played this song a couple weeks ago for her interview on the show. It's Angela Sue Cheslock with Bring Out My Bad at number 2 on Indie Country Radio.
Struggling that tonight, every night we're fighting. We're so combustible, but boy, I kinda like it. Got my heart be racing, you got me changing. If you're the full moon, I'm a she, what can you take it?
Talented Miss Angela Sue Cheslock with Bring Out My Bad. And as I mentioned earlier, I got the opportunity to meet Angela this past weekend very briefly in Nashville at the AWABA Awards. where she performed her brand new single Most Days. And Angela is one of the sweetest ladies probably ever. But at the age of 11, Angela said just like gave her first performance, and it's been nonstop ever since. She competed in many local contests and some nationwide. In 2011, Angela was featured on season 10 of American Idol, where her group performed with Steven Tyler and the 2011 runner-up, Lauren Elena. She was also part of the new reality TV show, The Glee Project, where she placed in the top 20. From a young age, Angela knew she was meant to be in music. She spent much of her time performing in anything she could, from musical groups to sporting events. As she was performing the national anthem and God Bless America at various sporting events, including the Cincinnati Cyclones, Cincinnati Reds, the National Tractor Pull, and many hometown events. In high school, her vocal ensemble group, the Madrigals, were invited to sing at the Ohio Music Education Association, for which she was recognized as one of the featured soloists. Angela moved to Nashville to attend Belmont University in the Commercial Voice Program, and continued to reside in Nashville to further pursue her career. And she's currently promoting her brand new single, Most Days. Apparently there's no upcoming shows at least not posted on a page yet. So with that, that was number two on Indie Country Radio, the a lovely and talented Miss Angela Sue Cheslock. And that brings us to number one, and a guy that I also met this past weekend, the incredibly talented Mr. Shelby Lee Lowe, and his brand new single, History. I'll tell you guys a little bit about Shelby after we hear the number one song, History, on Indie Country Radio.
I remember hearing about Big Jim's club. Grandparents went there when they were young. Used to drink beer and cut her up on any given Saturday night. They said they could see me up on that stage. Hell yeah, that's the first place that I played, where I found my first love and won my first bar fight. And I'm proud to say that I wouldn't have it any other way. We got history running through the roots of my family tree. It's the blood in my veins and a memory of a time that's come and gone. All those yesterdays, planted those seeds and paved the way, made me the man that I am today. Every one thing I pass on. Call this town my home. My last name's dead stone, a bunch of stone. At the end of a winding road, going back 200 years. And that's where I'll rest when it's said and done. That's where I'm gonna raise my son, passing down granddaddy's gun before my time's up.
Top spot this week, that was a Shelby Lou Lowe with History. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Shelby. Singer-songwriter Shelby Lou Lowe has the potential to establish what country music has been missing for the past decade. Modern country with a traditional backbone. A native of Middle Tennessee and a graduate with a degree in music business from MTSU, but Shelby learned how to maneuver his way through the difficult obstacles in the music industry, all the while honing his craft and preparing himself for a long music career. Shelby Lee Lowe gives 100% to his craft and commitment to his music career, establishing himself as an authentic country music entertainer with comparisons to country artists we revere, such as Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, and Dwight Yoakam. And I looked, and Shelby's only got one tour date posted. It's June 21st at 8 p.m. at the Frisky Frog in Nashville. So again, that was a Shelby Lee Lowe with History. And now I want to talk about 5 minutes or so to tell you guys where you can see and hear yours truly on TV and radio. And as I said at the top of the show, if my ugly mug doesn't scare you, nothing will. But anyway, a couple weeks back I did an interview for Mary Cutter's Country Music Hour, and folks, Mary and Matthew, two of the sweetest people probably I've ever met. But we had Mary on the show about probably a couple months ago, and we talked a little bit about her show, but my interview will air Thursday, June 22nd, with a re-air June 29th. At 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on WBRTCountry.com, and WBRT 97.1 FM, 1320 AM, and BRTV Bardstown Cable Channel, I believe 19, but correct me if I'm wrong on that, somebody, but yeah, that's. In that interview, I'm looking forward to actually listening to it, because I can't get said channel where I'm from. I can't watch it, but I'm looking forward to listening to myself on the radio, which is something I very rarely do. Anyway, so. That wraps up another edition of Indie Country Radio on With Days with Murph. But before I go, I wanted to tell you guys that we've got something very exciting coming up Tuesday. Tuesday at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern, and I'm gonna throw this out there. 10 p.m. UK time. Yes, you heard that right. UK time. We have our first interview with a singer from across the pond in the UK. The lovely Miss Hannah Rose Platt. So I'm so looking forward to that. It's going to be so much fun. That's what's coming up this next week. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right now. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Sweet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.